Well, good morning, Golden City. Cheryl Starr here to bring you the latest updates on what's happening in our beautiful Golden City. Up first, how the Golden City was voted safest city in Narotova, and how our own Golden City Guard is making an impact. Up next, the Megacorps. Which ones are on the rise and how they are here to help you. And lastly, coming to you in the next hour, which companies are on a hiring...
Hoi hoi, chummers, this is Edda Sparks coming at you from the shadows. Now, this bull dreck that the Golden City is pushing about how safe it is here in the city is all nothing. The corporations ain't here to help you. There's something going on, my friends, in the shadows. And if you want to know more, stay tuned to What the Dice, releasing on every major podcasting platform on Fridays and on YouTube.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you all for tuning in. I got a new one for you. Today's episode, this 1962 series, Closed Planet. Now this series, I actually know nothing about. But that doesn't stop this podcast's mission of preserving and sharing classic shows. So I leave it to you, my fellow OTR fans. If you know anything about this series, please let me know through the comments or through my email. MysteryFrequencyPodcast@gmail.com or my social media, MysteryFreak, F-R-E-Q on Twitter, or MysteryFrequency on Instagram. And while you're there, please be sure to follow, review, and rate the podcast. Now with all that, please enjoy the show.
We present Closed Planet by John Hynam. Closed Planet. Suppose that we've taken a step forward in time and attained the era of a new space age. By now, the nearer planets have been explored, their seas, continents, and skies plotted and mapped, their inhabitants, for many have been found to possess their own advanced civilizations, drawn within the concordat of a great galactic council. Only the outer cosmos still challenges the courage and endurance of our voyagers across the oceans of space. But interplanetary travel and discovery are no longer the cherished prestige symbol of any single nation or any one group of nations. Having long since composed their differences in a Pax Universalis, the peoples of our planet have pooled their scientific knowledge, skills, and resources, even their technicians, in ever more far-reaching probes towards the uncharted horizons of infinity.
Three, exploration ship Dromio. Thank you, Galactic 5. Your message received and understood. Hey, operator, tell him we'll be home in less than 3 months. 3 months, man, 3 months.
Captain Hunsaker, after all, I am the medical on board this ship.
I'm aware of that, Lieutenant DeWitt.
And I am telling you, you should take more sleep.
I feel fine.
I don't believe you.
Your opinion as a doctor or as a woman?
Both, if you like. Look here. Take these two pills. Hand over to Commander Arnfrith and get some rest.
Oh.
Curl, we are in hyperspace. Just about everything's automatic, isn't it? I have a good mind to put in a check sheet on you. Refusal to cooperate with the medical officer.
You do that and I'll sign it.
Curl, Hunsaker. You're the limit.
Good. Now we've said everything, Leela. Go and see that husband of yours. The astrogation office is having a sweet time these days.
I'll see Han when I've finished with you.
Doc, you have finished with me. Now, how's the baby coming on?
He's fine.
Won't be born on Earth, will he?
What is it matter? He'll be born.
Hunsaker.
Astrogation section here, Captain. DeWitt speaking. Going off duty now. Lieutenant Carey in charge.
Thank you. Oh, Han, your wife's here. You like a word with her?
Thanks, Captain.
Han, hello. I'll be off in a few minutes.
Haven't you done enough yet?
Must look in at the sick visitor. His son got in there again. Same old trouble.
Well, don't be long, sweetheart.
Come on, take it easy, Dan boy. It's only because you missed a pill. The one you just had will do the trick.
I hope so, Jennings. I'm the only man in this crew that gets it. Do you think it's anything to do with my being an African?
No, no, Dan. Geo-nostalgic psychosis can strike any Earthman. It's a longing for Earth, that's what it is. Look, here's Nurse Longmire. Ask her.
Ask me what?
Chief Artificer Kazonga's got the heebie-jeebies again.
Oh, only one thing that'll really cure him.
Sure. To get home and feel your feet on your own planet.
Hello.
Oh, good evening, Lieutenant DeWitt.
Oh, hello, Mom.
Well, look who's here again.
Same trouble, Doc. Getting easier now.
Good. I think we might try giving you a permanent light sedation. You would still be able to work.
Hello, Sigbay. Shabazz here. How's Kisonga?
Dr. DeWitt here. He'll be with you in about half an hour. But don't keep him on anything for too long.
I'll watch it, Doc. Will you ask him to report to me?
Yes, Commander.
Thanks, Doc.
You hear that, Kisonga?
Yes, Doctor.
Very well. Now, anything else before I go?
Not officially, but unofficially, how's the baby?
We are both doing very well, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Doctor.
Goodbye,
Doctor.
Hello, darling. Nearly ready for bed?
Hello. That's better. How's my wife?
Fine.
And how's my son?
He's fine, too.
Well, take the weight off your feet, for goodness sake. That's better.
Oh, I really am tired.
Not overtired.
No, no. Normal. Absolutely normal.
All right. But you know me. You and the baby are always on my mind.
There is nothing to worry about. Everything's ready in the sick bay. As soon as it's time, I just walk down there, and that's that. We'll broadcast his first squawk over the loud hailer.
I know. I fuss. But I lost the good wife once.
You won't lose this one.
No. No, I won't. I couldn't bear it.
Sweetheart.
What makes you so wonderful?
Having you as a husband.
You ever just lie and listen to ship noises? Sort of classify them?
Mm-mm, not much.
Hello, the meteor warning.
Only second time we have heard it this trip. Oh, it's stopped.
No, it doesn't mean much. Just that they are within 1,000 miles.
Oh. Kiss me goodnight.
Hello? Listen, that's the second stage. That means the meteor's within danger range.
God, we've been hit! Let's get to station.
Attention all personnel. We have been hit by part of a meteor storm. One engine is gone and the astrogation computer is part wreck. Deceleration is on. Repeat, deceleration is on. You have 20 seconds to get to your couches before we come out of hyperspace. 15 seconds. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Office. Lieutenant Commander Anderson speaking.
Hunsaker. Anderson, have you got all the engine wreck details from Chavasse yet?
Not yet, Captain. He's very busy.
Damn right he is. With a motor gone and most of a computer wrecked. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Runiki, my notes ready?
Yes, sir. Ready to record now.
Log of the Dromio, day 87, position as at 1500 ship time. It is now 72 hours since we were hit by the two meteors. Since the last recording, Lieutenant Commander Chavasse has reported that the outside crew have sealed off the area of the smashed engine. Leakage is less than 0.05. 8 men in heavy outside duty suits are now working on cleaning up the wrecked area from outside. Astrogation, Lieutenant DeWitt reports that he is part of his computer working and may soon be able to give us an approximate position. Medical, in the sick bay, crewmen Skolnikov and Lee Soong are still critically ill. All the minor injuries to the dozen men previously listed are now discharged from hospital.
Captain here. DeWitt, have you got our position yet?
Carey speaking, sir. DeWitt's got his head inside the works right now. The computer seems to be okay. We hope to have the answer within the hour.
Right, let me know at once.
Yes, sir, at once.
Come on, my beauty, don't let us down. Click away.
Will she do it, you think?
Telecoms did the best they could. If she doesn't work, we'll be using an awful lot of pencils and paper. It makes me feel stupid orbiting our planet. I'm not knowing what to call it.
The computer sounds damn noisy. I hope she won't blow.
I hope so, too. Dave, switch on the repair crews and let's hear them.
Okay.
What the hell do you think I am, a caterpillar?
Boys around the tail still cutting and trimming.
The whole engine gone. Just scrapped. It's fantastic.
I'll leave a 10-centimeter lip around here.
He's longer.
Might be useful when we refit.
Hope he's all right.
Listen, Captain. You've been out and seen these, eh? You know, I've got to get down to the planet for repairs. Much more of these and all my men will be sick.
He's right. Wonder what Captain Hunsetter will do.
Look, just give me a planet to set down on and I'll guarantee the job. Any damn planet with a reasonable atmosphere, I'm not fussy. Tell Astrogation to find a fresh one if these POS won't do.
The manager, Vassar. I've got a reading of 250 here.
Who's that talking?
Muller, sir.
Where are you?
At the last ceiling point, sir.
Keep reading, I'll come round. Isolga, I want you.
Right, Commander.
They want the best planets. We've got to find them. How are we doing?
Something's happening. Look, Anne, she's going to do it.
What did I tell you? Now, give me that almanac. Cross your fingers, Dave. Cross your fingers, and we shall...
Hello.
Oh, hello, Leela. How's the sick bay?
Those two will live. Hank, could you spare me...
Hold it, I'm working.
Sorry. Do we know where we are yet?
It shouldn't be long now. He's working on it.
Oh, sick bay. I must call them.
CPO Jennings, sick bay.
Jennings, Emma here.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Will you see if you can get Kisanga's in? He's been outside the ship long enough for a sick man.
Yes, ma'am.
Speak to Lieutenant Commander Chivas. Via control, remember.
Yes, ma'am, at once.
Thank goodness for Jennings.
Attention, please. This is the captain speaking. All officers in charge of departments with chief artificers available to control. At once, please.
Leela, that's us. Dave, will you finish this off? Bring the figures up to control when you're done.
Okay.
Of seats here, Leela. Hell, look at those view screens up front.
Sphere of the planet we are orbiting. What's the distance?
I made it 1,800 miles.
Fourth one blank.
Yeah, but how about number five screen?
Ooh, makes me shudder.
Now you know what a smashed engine looks like.
They just said 80 feet of tail plating cut away. Never thought it would look as bad as that.
Here's the old man.
Now, Dr. DeWitt, gentlemen, firstly, thanks for cooperation since we were hit. It's been good. As you can see from the number five screen up there, things are going pretty well as far as cleaning and tidying go. We've got two dead, two seriously injured. All other troubles we can take in our stride except the wrecked engine. Lieutenant Commander Chavasse.
Well, we are one whole engine short. We've trimmed and sealed the dead soul so far. Even at hyperspace travel, we are 11 weeks from home. Perhaps some of you know what I'm thinking.
Oh, look. Kisanga's just come in.
Doesn't look too happy.
We carry complete engine spares, but not enough plating. This ship needs its four drives to get into hyperspace. With three engines only, we are going to be a long time getting home. Even if we do let Earth know and manage to rendezvous with a supply ship. Moreover, I don't want to rig an engine in space. Engineers get as sick as dogs. For me, that planet we are orbiting is the number one hope.
That's right. DeWitt, have your computers got the answer yet?
She'll be here any minute, sir.
Thanks.
Remember, we don't make a move until we know what the planet is. Galactic law.
Sir.
What is it, Shavas?
Well, sir, I knew that we all wanted to get home.
Yes?
I wanted to know about the planet. I mean, to be able to get down there and maybe start repairs.
So, you did what?
So, I took the responsibility of sending down a flying eye.
You sent down an eye?
Yes, sir. We've been tracking it on a spare kit in the workshop, the telecoms people and the engineers. I was anxious. I had to know.
I see. And you also knew that it was against galactic law, a violation of a planet's privacy. Very well. We've broken the law. Now let's see what good we can get out of it. Karasawa, will you try workshops and see if you can link a screen under their kit?
Yes, sir. I have been listening out with them. I'll get you a picture if they have one. Hello, workshop. Can you feed me a picture from the flying eye, please? Yes, yes, number 4, please. On now, right. And I'll take a seat on the data panel, too. 7, 3. Thank you. I'm on this end waiting for you. Oh. We have the picture clear. Thank you. And the data.
It's an Earth-type planet. Trees, buildings, flyers.
Captain, look at the data panel. Gravity, 8/10. Oxygen, 25%. Temperature, 68 degrees. We've got the jackpot. This planet will do fine.
Seems all right so far.
I must be down pretty low. 3,000 feet.
Whoever they are, they don't seem to mind.
Don't they? Look. See them? Those little green flashes?
They're trying to shoot it down.
Picture's gone. They've hit it.
Shot down. And they've every right to do that.
Captain.
Who's that?
Carey, sir. Astrogation. The details of the planet below us, sir.
Oh, thank you.
What's the matter?
The planet below us is Dranith, third planet of the Kindra system, colonized and run by Kirillans. Under galactic law, we may not land here. Dranith is a closed planet. There can be no argument about it. If the Galactic Council is satisfied that the reasons for a planet's closure are good, then no one visits it. We must prepare for a long voyage. Minimum everything. We know that the Kirillan system's not closed. We'll get in touch with them. And explain our situation to Earth also. Unless Earth can think of anything better, it's Kirilla next stop. Louis, you better get us going as soon as you can.
The old stickler means it.
What else can you do?
Oh, let's get home. I'll be a raving lunatic if I don't get back home soon.
Now, Kisanga, remember what I told you.
Sorry, Doc.
Captain, we must make an appeal to them, whoever they are. Down there is a planet where I could do this repair job in safety. Are they human down there?
Oh, yes.
What else do we know about them? Their technology?
Modern technology, but no space flight of their own. Other cultures do they carry.
May we make an appeal to them?
An appeal? Well, maybe. Karasawa, what's that?
Human?
Check the records. It's getting there.
Have you ever heard anything like that before?
I don't think so.
Look at that screen. It flickered.
Operator, can you get a picture through?
Right, sure.
It said the people were human.
Yes, but there are some strange things with that label.
You got them lined up?
Yes, sir. I'll try call sign.
Earthship Dromio, registration EAR-5117, calling planet Dranith. Earthship Dromio, registration EAR-5117, calling planet Dranith. What is your language? What is your language? Ketu Sprako, Ketu Sprako.
Did they get that?
Much to done, sir. Unless the transmitter is false.
Quiet.
Alien ship Romeo. Answer questions at once, please. Why have you come here? Why have you broken galactic law with your spy eye? Answer, please. Answer, please, if you have me.
We have you now.
Look, there he is. Completely human appearance.
And handsome, with the pale hair and amber eyes.
Hello, Dranith. This is Captain Hunsaker speaking. Do you take me clearly?
Take you clearly, Captain. Your explanation, please.
We have been hit by 2 meteors, and one of our engines has been wrecked. Our ship needs 4 drives to put her into hyperspace faster than light. We think we can repair, but this work is difficult to do in space. We may not have all necessary material for this major operation.
Ready to record, sir.
Thank you, Domingue. Log of the Dromio, day 93, 1500 hour ship time. First proof of the Donethan's good intentions was received today. 3 ferry rockets from the planet brought us supplies. They're working on the assumption that we need to be stopped for the long journey to Kurila, but they still refuse to allow us to land. They are in touch with Lieutenant Commander Chavas and the metallurgist, and it is hoped that they may be able to supply plating for the engine repair. The difficult question of the hardness of the steel remains to be settled. These people understand the difficulties of prolonged periods of work in space. They may be able to help us with a sickness known as spacehead. All this confirms the belief of Dr. DeWitt that these people seem to be exactly the same sort of humans as ourselves. But they never relax. Even the pilots of the rocket ferries who made contact flawlessly only speak their own language, unless obliged to speak ours when communication fails.
Well, whatever they are, they are not too bad. If they help Louis to get his repair done.
He's not going to like it, having to do all that work in space. We'll have a full sick bay.
You're talking of sick bay. When are you going in?
Oh, could be any time now.
Is he late? The baby, Lila.
Don't panic.
It is not panic. It's love.
I know.
Well, there you are, Doc. No worried about that cure for space sickness yet?
No. I'm not worried about that. But if it takes us a great deal of extra time, Kisanga might not be the only one with a geonostalgic psychosis.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can keep Kisanga working. He's worth 3 Sprague lieutenants to Chavas.
Do my best.
Control calling Captain Hunsaker, please.
Hunsaker here. What is it, Elmquist?
Message from Dranas, Captain.
Yeah?
They are sending up a member of their planetary council to talk to you.
What?
That's right. His name is Sarimada.
Sarimada?
Yes, he has full authority to negotiate and take decisions. They were emphatic about that.
And what's his ETA?
20 minutes ship time.
Right, I'll meet him in control with chief personnel. Thank you. Gentlemen, he'll be here in just a few seconds. We must let him do most of the talking. If he wants to meet any of us individually, he'll say so. Any questions through me, please. Understood?
Here he is.
The same blonde hair, the same amber eyes.
And that costume, like the ancient Greeks.
Captain Hunsaker?
I'm the captain.
I am Sarimeda, of the governing council of Draneth. I touch hands.
Oh, we're glad to see you, Sarimeda. Will you sit down?
Thank you. These are your key personnel in front of us?
Yes. Do you wish them to be here?
Certainly. After we have talked, I would like to meet them, all of them.
Just as you wish.
You have a wonderful ship, Captain. I hope she will carry you safely home.
Well, we all wish that, too.
That is why I am here. Since your first contact with us, the Council has talked about you a great deal. The debates have not been made public. There were certain members who were for the strict letter of the law. There were others, of whom I was one, who believed that the law should be tempered. I explained your repair problem, and I argued that you, like us, are humans, and that if you are to get home quickly, you must do your repairs and tests on the ground. This we have now decided to allow you to do.
Oh, fine. Good night.
Come on, humanity.
Well, that's the quickest way of getting rid of us. Just because they look like us, that doesn't mean they think.
Attention, please. Sarimeda, we're very grateful to you.
That pleases me. But the conditions under which you come down to our planet will be strict, and you must agree to them without exception. I will outline them now. You wish all your officers to hear?
More than that, I want everybody on board to hear. Pass me that mic, Karasawa.
Yes, sir.
Attention, all personnel. You are about to hear a statement from a member of the governing body of Draneth. Go ahead, Sarimeda.
Yes. We have arranged for your ship to land in a deserted area. Radio and light beacons will guide you, and I will stay on board to assist you. Once you have come down to this area, you may not travel more than 5 kilometers from your ship in any direction. Accommodation has been arranged for you. We thought you would welcome a chance to sleep outside the ship. Whatever help you want, we will do our best to give you. We are not bound to supply you with anything or to answer any of your questions. And we may, if we wish, order you to leave our planet at short notice and without giving any reason. In the event of any refusal, we have the right, under galactic law, to destroy you all. Is this understood?
Yes, Sarimeda. This is understood.
Diamond coming up. 93, 2, 1, right.
Dampers ready.
Beacons off now. 300 feet.
What's your correction, Gervas?
I'm watching. Back to 90. Now.
Balance okay.
200, 10 feet per second.
Maximum thrust. Now.
10 feet per second. 8 feet per second. 5 feet per second. 100 to go.
Telescopic's out.
Telescopic's out, sir.
50 feet. 3 feet per second.
Alignment 90.
2 feet per second. 1 foot per second. Last 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Now.
Cut main, Jeff.
Cut main, Jeff.
Cut subs.
Cut subs.
Ready to do the log?
Yes, sir. Ready to record.
Log of the Dromio, day 95, ship time 1200 hours. Reception committee is now dispersed, and a large number of our men are now enjoying the excellent sleeping quarters which the Donethans prepared for us. We are in wild country, film reference 221 stroke A. Two small groups of Donethans remain with us. They occupy the two red huts which are set some distance apart from our white ones. They have fly cars parked near them. One team of Donethans consists of a metallurgist, an engineer, a telecoms man, and a doctor, under the general control of a liaison officer named Sun Tzu Ah. The others might be described as police, guards, or watchmen. Their chief is a large, unsmiling character named Man Shou Ke, very correct, very distant. Inevitably, there's been much speculation.
What about this, Sunga? Can you send it all farther back?
You mean replayed right from the top sitting seat?
The metallurgist said they could match our plating exactly.
Oh, well, if he's sure. I suppose we can trust him.
We can't do anything else.
He gives me the creeps. They all do. They're so exactly like us. But yet you feel somehow they're not. You know.
Yes, I know, Kisonga. But let's work with them for Pete's sake. Everybody feels a bit the way you do.
As you say so. Say, all that scaffolding makes a hell of a sight from here.
It certainly does. It
scares me a bit when you look up at it.
You've not got over your psychosis?
No, I mean that I feel scared when I think of what could have happened to it.
We could have been cut in two. Good. They've got the hoist working at last. I'm not built for climbing.
Well, then, Louis, take a run around the perimeter every morning.
Hello, Han.
Permission, carry on, sir. Must watch these welders.
Yeah, carry on, Kisonga, sure.
Thank you, sir.
There's a good guy.
It's good to see him better. Might be only temporary, though.
It had better be permanent. What that guy's worth to me, I can't. End of shift. They're glad of it. And look at this marvelous evening sky. This intense green-blue.
Yeah. And while you're looking, take a peep through these filter glasses. No, right above us, in the darkest part of the sky. See anything?
What am I supposed to be looking for?
Sort of faint flickering. See it?
Faint flicker? Oh, yes. Yes, I've got it. What is it?
I can make a guess. It's a fly car on permanent base station, watching us and sending them pictures. They think we can't spot a thing that's light shielded.
What are they afraid of?
We'll never know.
Hmm. You ever get a weird feeling about those parties of visitors they fly in?
I try to shut my mind to them. So does Leela.
I know. We've no comeback. We just have to do as we're told.
And that hurts like hell, doesn't it?
Evening, Captain.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, gentlemen. Things are going well, it seems.
Fairly satisfied, sir.
How's your wife, DeWitt? Haven't seen her today.
Taking it easy, sir. My order.
Ah, yours. That's new. She needs to, I guess.
Do you have any worries, sir?
Worries? About what?
It's people. being here? Anything?
Mister, I've clamped down on all questions for myself and for everyone else. That's the only way. I've seen things. We've all seen little things that could worry you out of your mind once you started.
Like being always under observation.
These police people, you mean?
More than that, sir. Look through this filter. No, directly above you.
Well, where? What am I supposed to be looking for?
90 degrees, straight up.
See anything, sir?
By God, that's a light shield around something.
Flyker always has his eye on us.
I think you're right. They're scared of something, but... Listen.
Fly car from the east.
A big one.
Might be Seri Madap paying another call.
Might be. There is something else that makes me wonder. It is always one of their top men who comes out to us. Usually him. Do we rate such treatment?
Well, they think so.
He's down.
Well, let's go meet him.
Their police never turn out to meet him.
Their way of doing things.
That's a youngster with him. I haven't seen him before.
What's that he's carrying? An outsized camera.
Hello, Captain Hans Zeckel.
Hello, Suri Madar. I touch hands.
Shavas, DeWitt, I touch hands.
Touch hands.
Touch hands. My visit arises from a mistake made by this young man here. He will tell you about it.
Good evening. My name is Imre G. I'm a news reporter of the Granite City Television Service. This afternoon, I was here with a party of visitors. Instead of merely taking stills, I reported it went direct with this vision camera. This was incorrect. But my direct broadcast aroused much interest. The authorities reconsidered their decision and agreed to my suggestion that I should come again.
I remember you. You recorded me talking to the metallurgist.
Yes. This time I have come to stay to interview you in detail and to talk with you. What I see will be recorded and put out in a series of news programs. This is subject to your agreement, Captain.
Oh, go ahead. You people have done enough for us.
Thank you, Captain. I thought that would be your answer. I will leave Imre G with you. He can find accommodation in the Red Huts. Remember, if there is anything you do not wish to tell him, a direct refusal will not offend.
Tell you, Leela, I've met some eager beavers, but this boy Imre G went on for hours. I think he must have talked to half of us alive.
What did he say when he saw Carol Longman?
I don't think he saw her. But he ran into her all right. Handsome fellow, in a way. What's the for?
I don't quite know. You have only to think long enough, and you can work yourself into a scare over anything.
Scare? Now, don't start upsetting yourself at a time like this.
No, I won't. I was just thinking. There are only two women on board this ship.
Well?
We have neither of us been seen much by... Drenitan.
What's all this about?
Oh, I suppose it's because I have been sticking my nose in things. But with the doctor up there, my being a woman, it doesn't register. He's like a brick wall. Strange.
Is it something the captain ought to know about?
No, he's not interested in my feelings. Did this Imre G fellow meet Kisanga?
He met him. Seemed a bit startled at first. I filled him in on our different races and such.
Kisanga will be glad to live here.
And me. Oh, think of it.
I do. I keep getting a sort of cheated feeling here. It's so like Earth. And yet, you know, it isn't.
The alarm!
What? While you're grounded.
Duty officer here. Man away. Man away. Chief Artificer Kisanga reported in Granite City. Kisanga out of arms in Granite City. Captain Hunsecker, please. Captain Hunsecker. Man away.
Karasawa was doing a sweep. He picked up this police alarm call from Granite City, sir. We just picked up the sound. When I knew that it was a dark-skinned earthman causing trouble, I punched the button.
Fine, Gary. What now?
I don't know, sir.
We can't make a move.
We have to wait for them as usual.
What the blazes is that, Karasawa?
Police, sir. And I got a picture then, just for a fraction of a second.
You called him again?
Yes, sir. No good yet.
I keep trying to raise him, Karasawa.
Yes, sir.
Earthship Dromia calling Granite City Police
Department. The reason? Kisanga's psychosis hit him again?
Leela said it could happen.
If it can't be proved that Kisanga was not responsible for his actions, I'll break him.
Look, sir, a picture. The police officer I saw before.
Hello. Earthship Romeo. Captain Hunsaker.
Hunsaker here.
I am Akron Mee. I am a police officer, and I hold the equivalent rank of colonel. You know what this is about.
A member of my crew.
Yes, the one with the dark skin. He stole a fly car from the site and came here to Planet City. This is a serious thing, Captain.
Yes, Colonel, I know that,
but... Explain this, please.
We have medical evidence to show that the man is not responsible for his action.
Yet you let him escape.
He's been suffering from a psychosis which amounts to a great longing for his home planet. We thought he was improving. He'd been carrying out normal duties. He may have had a relapse.
You realize that this may be true, but may not be accepted as an excuse. He could do damage. And he is your responsibility. What is his name?
Kisonga.
Kisonga.
Now, if you send him back as soon as
I am under no compulsion to do so.
Yes, I understand, but if you could...
I shall do what I think is best for us. Keep tuned to this frequency, please.
Which stopped them if they hurt Kisonga.
Even if they kill Kisonga, we can't do a thing. We're in their hands.
Damn it, who do they have in?
And right, Louis.
Operator, keep that frequency. Can you get anything else?
Only this, sir.
It's no good to us. Nobody here can understand it.
It's their internal police net, sir.
That's one of the troubles. They can talk to us what they want, but if they don't want to talk, they take refuge in that.
May I help you, please?
Who's that?
It's the young Dornithan, the television reporter, sir.
Oh. Imre G, Captain. Shall I translate for you?
And why should you want to?
I have my reason. We are not all servants of orthodoxy.
All right, translate that nonsense.
That's the police, isn't it?
Yes, that is the police. Excuse me.
No worries. Pass us.
That was a patrolman in one of the parks, reporting that the earthman was not in his area. What's that? More negative reports from the park. They're still hunting. Now more patrolmen are reporting.
Well, where's the danger? When it comes to the point, what harm is Kisonga liable to do anyway? He's not crazy, not killer crazy. Why are they so scared?
An undesirable contact, perhaps.
Listen, young man, you people are human as we are. Why are we so undesirable?
Or, to put it another way, why is Janus a closed planet? Excuse me. Yes, they're now starting a street check. The usual plan is to radiate from the center of the city, and at the same time, there's an ever-tightening cordon from the outskirts. This is most effective.
Usual? You've known it before.
Shall I say, some of us who have a fair amount of freedom have known about it.
What do you mean by that?
Lost them, sir.
That is deliberate. Prearranged wavelength changes.
Try a sweep.
Yes, sir.
You were saying something just now which showed dislike of your rulers.
Yes, that they've treated us well until this affair of Kisonga.
Why do you dislike them?
That is difficult to say. But there is a movement among us. Men like myself in positions where news is handled. We are of the movement.
Tell us more about it.
We are well housed, clothed, fed. We live according to our natures, but some of us doubt the validity of our natures. Does your operator get go down to 005?
Yes.
Try the very bottom and search slowly.
The validity of your natures, you would think.
Yes. That is why I went for this job of reporting on your ship and its personnel. I have friends who want that information.
What sort of information, Imre G?
We would like to know about the basic conditions of life on Earth.
Got a picture, sir.
Oh, good man.
The police circuit.
What is the picture?
Those red things, police cars.
Let's have it.
That street, no. Oh, yes, that's part of Carrera Avenue. And that's Amugo's, the big bar restaurant.
Where are all those people being taken? What have they done?
I think I know. Let me listen for a moment. Yes. They have been in contact with an undesirable influence.
Kisonga? Are the people who met him, maybe talked to him?
Yes, these people are being taken away for some re-education.
Because they spoke to Kisonga, they must be crazy.
Listen.
Yeah, police. Yes, here.
That is the colonel. You're seeing how they lost Kisonga. He got into a bar where the scanners were out of action.
Scanners out of action? Do they have scanners everywhere?
Kisonga had been in there some time before he was reported. This is significant. It shows that other people wanted to question him. Wait a minute.
What a poor morning.
He complained about the drinks they served there. Then he got bothered with the question.
Well, now.
This is not surprising. The order has gone out that everyone in contact with him will have to be brain probed.
Brain probed?
Picture gone.
This business over scanners in the street.
There are scanners everywhere. Wherever we go, we are observed. This is necessary.
Necessary? What sort of a setup is this?
Excuse me, will you? There's a friend on duty in the newsroom. I would like to get my camera set up in front of the screen here so that when we get the picture back, I shall be ready. Could you stand on your left, please?
Yeah, sure.
Your people are going to record the picture from the screen?
Yes, my friend.
Well, is that legal? Are they allowed to?
No, but the time has come to take chances. We may be monitored, of course. Excuse me. But North Dakota, how about Ted? But North Dakota, how about... Yes, he's ready to record.
So they took those people away just because they've been in contact with Kazanga.
Yes.
The secret.
Our group is wandering too.
Picture back.
Different streets now.
Yes, they've got a chase on.
The way these pictures change, they have got scanners everywhere. Superstition, re-education. What sort of a place is it?
Another street. Look, there's Kazanga now. The police have him.
Now what happens? Imrajit. Yes. What will they do to him?
He's broken away.
He's running faster than they can. Look. Keep going, Dan.
No, the best thing you can do is let him catch him.
Yes, they've got him in range everywhere.
See there, a parking place. That's where he left the fly car?
Yes.
There is talk of having to kill him.
They mustn't.
They can if they want.
Another crowd of police. They'll get him.
He won't make it. He can't.
Dan, what's happening?
Leela, what are you doing here?
You shouldn't come here.
Let me see. Who is that on the screen? Kazanga.
Those blue flashes.
They're shooting.
Doc, why don't you just go away?
Oh, no.
They shot him.
Oh.
Leela, sit down. You shouldn't have come.
We want that baby, too, you know. Better take it easy.
I killed myself. I killed Kazanga.
Nonsense. I was the one who insisted I couldn't do without him.
I had him under observation all the time. But I was selfish. I was thinking about the baby when I should have thought of my patient.
You did all you could. Try and raise Granite City operator. Get back out of their police net.
I'll try, sir.
But, Captain, they just killed one of our men.
They did. And there's nothing we can do about it.
My fault.
Doc, there's no blame on you.
Of course not.
The captain is right. This was our law in operation. Some of our people will find it very interesting. Just as they will find your reactions interesting. I have regarded it all.
Are you a revolutionary of some sort?
If seeking after truth is being revolutionary, then yes, I am. Tell me, this female person, I have regarded her for the first time tonight. She is your doctor?
Yes.
I have not seen you before.
I have been resting because of my child.
Leela, why don't
because
you go
of your child? Please. Will you stay and answer me some questions? This is something that I must...
Listen, Imraji. One of our men has just been killed. We don't feel all that chatty. Why not leave it until later?
But I would like so
then
much to talk
again,
to you.
Sir.
Oh, good.
Captain Honsecker, please.
The same policeman. Don't tell him he saw it happen.
I'm here, Colonel.
Thank you. We have been compelled to kill the man who disobeyed our orders. This is regrettable.
Yes.
You accept this?
We must. It's your law.
Thank you, Captain. You are very wise. The incident is closed. I hope that you are being assisted in every way possible. That is what Seri Madar would wish.
We have every assistance.
I will break contact then. Good night.
Good night.
That's the end of Dan Kazanga. How much they care.
How can they do it? Kill like that. Are they humans?
Steady. We have MRG with us.
This is no insult. This is our problem that you state. This I am investigating at the risk of my life. We seek to know our humanity. We seek to find the answer in the name of all real Dronesians.
Dan, I wonder what Imraji meant.
About what?
Investigating humanity, ours and theirs, he said.
I don't care. No, really. We've been in this cabin too long. All I want is to be off this planet and on the way home.
Poor Kazanga. How he longed for home. Did you ever meet Camilla, his wife? Lovely person. I hope she'll be brave.
I think she will be brave.
Dan, I was thinking...
About what?
About Siri Madar.
Wondering why such a top man is always ready to buzz around us.
No. I was thinking about the way he walks. And the way that young reporter walks.
I am not with you, sweetheart.
There's a difference in the rhythm of the way they walk.
Earthmen don't all walk the same.
Earthmen are different races. That's true. But these Dunethans are all one race, aren't they? A Kirillan colony.
So they tell us. Now listen, Leela. I don't give a damn. Right now, I want three things.
Three?
Yep. Firstly, our baby to be born safely.
Guaranteed, and soon.
Secondly, I want to get the hell off this planet.
Third?
I want my wife to let me get to sleep.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry.
Bless you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, my love.
Lieutenant, wait. Wake up. Oh, wake up.
What is it?
Lieutenant, it is I, Imre G.
Huh? What are you doing here? What do you want?
Listen. When I left you, I did not go to the huts to go to bed. I stayed outside to send my report. Then I saw guards meet a big fly car which arrived from Dranet City.
Dranet City?
Next, they put your sentries to sleep and stole into the ship.
Stole into the ship? Why?
Look. Look in the other bed. Your lady, the doctor, they have taken her.
What? Leila!
Where? Where did they take her? Show me, and I will kill the lot of them.
I think I know.
You'd better be sure. Pass me that belt and hold.
Listen, first you must put the guards and the others out of action. All those in the red huts. Then you must smash their radio gear. I'll guide you.
Here's another gun for you. Look, set the dial to stun. Like this. We'll put them to sleep with that. Come on.
This way. Can you see?
Yes.
Must you bring that camera with you?
Yes, I must.
Main hatch. Take it easy.
Watch your step. Just a minute. No lights. To the patrol.
Yes, Johnny.
Wait. Where is he? Watch now. Corner of the hut. There. All right?
Yes.
I'll take the left hand then. Yes. I'll take the guard. In the right hut, in the radio gear. Now! Shoot! Nobody!
You fix them?
Yeah. Which way?
Here. Look. This spy guy here. We'll take it.
Is it ready?
Yes. I'll fly her.
Get in.
Hold on.
Are you sure you know where she is?
There can only be one place. Now, of course. North by northwest until we see the river. Yes, there can surely be only one place.
What sort of a place? I'll get her back if I have to kill the whole
damn lieutenant. We'll talk a bit later. Now I must transmit to my friends. This is vital for both of us.
Believe me.
Exigalis Gilak 10-4. Exigalis Gilak 10-4. I want Gorpo in the Paso Hignali Rapid. Banhod Libtakan Agtosidema. The Gamteg.
Oh, for God's sake. Haven't you told him enough?
Yes, for the present.
Are we on course?
Yes. We should be there soon if we're not intercepted.
Could they? We'll destroy the radio gear.
Yes, but they may have monitored some of my stuff. I don't care. All I want is to get you there and make sure.
Make sure of what? Why, they kidnapped the Leela.
Yes, call it that. But I don't think they were breaking the law, not as they see it.
What the hell are you talking about?
Lieutenant, please answer my questions into this mic. My friends will hear you. Please, will you do this? I swear that this is important to us as well as to you.
Go on, then.
For a long time, certain higher intelligence groups among us had suspected there was something strange about this planet, about its people. We began to hunt for information to find why those with the swinging walk were always in authority. It took a long time, but gradually we pieced our information. Thank you, Lieutenant DeWitt. We could not be certain and spread the truth until tonight. Now that you've answered all my questions, their power is broken. Serima Dar and his counselors cannot re-educate us all. They can only kill us all.
Kill you all? Millions?
They could.
No.
Why not, when they're property?
But there might be another explanation.
Can you think of it?
No.
We might kill ourselves. Mass suicide.
For heaven's sake. Would you like to be without the hopes and fears you have at this moment? want to live. I don't know.
We're nearly there.
Will they see us?
We have the chance, Jack. Look, I'll take the fly car down behind these trees.
They could be waiting for us.
That is possible.
Will they shoot?
What do you think?
I am prepared to risk it. All right with you?
All right. I have little to lose now.
About 50 feet. There's a stream. I see it. Down here. See? There. Beyond the tree. Good Lord. What an extraordinary looking place. Do you really think they brought Leela here?
Yes, I'm almost sure.
You would better be right. Come on. Is this the front of it?
Yes.
But there is no way in. Only steps leading up to a sort of catwalk.
I will show you. Come.
If she is not there, I will get some of them in front of a gun and make them tell me she will be. Look. Along here. The first big window. Yes. You were right. It is a kind of operating theater. She's there now. There on the table.
There is, Daddy. Are they harming her?
Are they? No. No, I can see they are not. They are doctors and nurses.
I was right then.
Now I'll be right about the rest of it.
I must record this.
Leela. She's quite safe?
Yes.
And you don't want to shoot everyone down now?
No.
It's all fitting together. All you said.
And you will stay and watch and see your baby born.
I will stay.
And I will stay to the end and report all I can. Exigalis Capac. Gomalatic Rothet Sintik. Rita Leoke Lactosis Napia. Nas Nu Fil Namu. Iskarab. Exigalis Bilag. There. I have finished. I have said all I can. Back in the newsroom, they have the pictures.
You did what you had to do.
This is my greatest experience. To have seen the birth of a child.
Yes. It all seems so simple. And beautiful. My own son. Part of me. Part of her. What is it, Imrishi?
Did you think we couldn't weep? We can't. We lack so much. But at least they gave us the tears to weep for what we lack. Who's that?
Certainly, madame. Counselor.
Put away that gun. You know that you will not need it.
Yes, I know.
I want you to come inside. Imrishi.
Sketu siri, madame.
Sinagina tahira rutu. Rutu.
Ewelakite rutu siri, madame.
Come inside then, Handiut.
What about Imrishi?
He has seen what he came to see.
He will not be harmed?
The harm has been done. He may go in peace.
Goodbye, Imrishi.
And thank you. I touch hands.
Goodbye, Han. I touch hands.
May I see her at once?
Of course. The baby will be with her in a little while.
A little while?
Yes, yes, have no fears. When the baby has been made ready, he will be given to her. Remember, Handiwit, I am human too, as you are.
Yes, I understand that.
Imrishi told you?
Yes, he told me many things.
What fools we were. Who knows what it will lead to? One thing is certain. You, the Earthmen, were not to blame. She is in here.
There, sweetheart. Everything is fine. How do you feel?
I still don't know what happened. I tried not to be frightened. I woke up and found myself here. I was on the point of telling you that the baby was nearly ready when I seemed to be wake up here. They're good doctors, Han. The baby's fine.
I have seen him. I saw him born.
You saw?
I was afraid at first. But it was wonderful.
It is wonderful. is it all about?
You feel strong enough to listen?
Yes.
Then I will tell you. Dranath was a closed planet because it held a terrible secret. You bust it wide open. The people of this planet are more than what we thought they were. And at the same time, they are less. Much, much less.
Hardly with you. See before you an idealistic fool. One of a group of idealistic fools. We shall pay dearly for our folly.
You will be punished?
Yes, by the Galactic Council we deceive them.
Verimada, is there nothing to be done for Dranath?
I do not know. Our plans were so fine, our needs so great. We of the Gorillan system thought we had the answer to the slow population growth of our people when we perfected the making of intelligent life.
Androids?
Yes, androids, who are 98% of the population of Dranath. Wonderful creations. The only outward difference is that they walk slightly differently from true humans.
And the real difference is that they cannot reproduce their own kind.
Yes. We created hundreds of thousands of beautiful, intelligent beings. All were denied one of the basic sources of human dignity, their own children.
I can imagine the lies and contradictions which had to be built into their natures to stop them asking questions.
We were blind. Yes, the questions. But our troubles mounted as they were bound to. Kisanga, your runaway man, and his dangerous talk, the secret seekers after truth. And then when we monitored Imreji's reports, we panicked. I knew of your condition, Leela. We felt that we had to get you away from the ship before he questioned you. A foolish decision. We failed.
And what about the people of Dranath?
What of them? They know now that they are merely the clever creations of scientists, brought about by nothing more than sheer expediency, that they are only things of the test tube. We thought we could control the fount of life itself. It cannot be done.
Srinadar, we are deeply sorry for you.
Thank you. A message has been sent to your ship saying that you are safe.
Thank you, Srinadar. Will this planet remain closed now?
Perhaps, who can tell?
Maybe Earthmen could help.
Do not know. Look at this tiny child as he sleeps here. Look at him and let us all be humble. Soon, Leela and Handiwit, your ship will lift away from Dranath forever. Will you remember us and our lesson?
Lesson?
Yes. Perhaps you will tell it to the people of Earth, whatever their religion. That man should never try to play God. We know. We know.
Cast of Closed Planet by John Hynum. Hunsaker, John Glenn, DeWitt, George Hagen, Leela, Vandana Dasgupta, Shavas, Andre Moran, Carey, Andrew Irwin, Kisanga, Lionel Ngakane, Karasawa, Eric Young, Anderson, Rolf Lefevre, Commander Armquist, Frank Partington, Sarima Dar, Peter Pratt, Akron Mee, Arthur Gomez, Imre Gee, Peter Bartlett. Other parts were played by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. Music and special effects by the Radiophonic Workshop. The play, which was recorded, was produced by Archie Camp.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto.
parts.